Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 what's up? This Trigger Tretch, also known as Tribal Touch, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch, and this how we do it, New Jerusalem, Dirty Jersey style, God Stay Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music, grown folk things going on over these parts, partner. Hey, yo, 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 what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Drazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And, yo, right about now, I'm honing it down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop. Yeah, I already know that's that real hip-hop. Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do it. Crazy Drazy. Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing OB fam. We up in the building. You already know, man. It's Six Man Radio. That adult contemporary hip hop, you know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, the legendary DJ Scratch, Scratch Vision President. You're now listening to Six Man Radio. Adult contemporary hip hop, and you don't stop.
Needed some school clothes, so we went shoplifting.
triple fat goose first down, big difference. Chasing the girl, 7 humps, 11 kisses. You slap box better than me, then I fought you. Smack you in your face and start screaming, I caught you.
Oh, I'm sitting on the harbor, waiting through my life. Yeah, made him on the harbor, waiting through my life. Oh.
I was burning rappers back then, I was nice kid. Had the red and black lumberjack, just like Big. Oshkosh, Bigosh, and flat tops. Battled in human beatbox, stuff wax and skelly tops. Eugene's favorite pants. Tyson was the champ, started small time hustling, tired of them food stamps. Back then, the dreads used to have all the weed spots. Niggas were scared when they used to say, what the blood clot? But the hood got tired of that, you heard gunshots. Niggas started getting gun buttered and whatnot. Tomahawk, face head, low lives, Decepticons, Black Spade, low wives, GP, SSP, HPO. Those some of the New York gangs I know. Man, I'm daydreaming off the haze I blow. I just caught a flashback, I smoke too much dro. Flashback, flashback, flashback.
Chump Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack, throw the whack, throw the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget you, Seth Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat, a holy. Beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And party people, sing it. Can he come out and slam a jam? I'm his number one fan, yes I am. All these kids realize that I'm the man. 6'3" and maybe a quarter of an inch bigger than last year, but still a unique figure. Rob Stringer, Doc, no dinky, and Hot Dog, no. That I'm a man that was born to have a mic on next to me at all times, ready to kick a rhyme. That'll keep me out of financial bind. That's why when it comes to fans, I'm never mean. Kids on St. James between Gates and Green. Always says hello, cause I'm a modest fellow. Never try to play a superstar that's fellow. Cause if these kids don't go buy our records, we'll be has-beens and plus naked. So we owe them, so pull out your pen, sign an autograph, you might make a new friend. So just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. Now party people in the house, sing it.
DJ Scratch, this how you want me to set it, homie?
I hope you're ready to march, niggas. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back with gargantuan rap, detour. I hope somebody quickly call up a doctor, go get a medic. Somebody about to get it, find an air section. Oh shit, nigga, going insane. Your cell membrane, check the propane.
in the dark.
Hey, put your money on them.
Better double the price.
Let's get it, niggas. Jump
behind the wheel of fortune.
Hey, let's jump
behind the wheel of fortune.
Hey, well, my niggas jump
behind the wheel of fortune.
Hey, my ladies jump
behind the wheel of fortune. Hey. Fortune.
Pretty good for a sound check, nigga.
Baby Shane, Rock Digger, Split Star, Split Mode, in the face, wanna battle that?
Yo, 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 it's my time to shine and I'ma shine bright. Terrorize the mic, get the crowd hype, make them wanna fight. You see the rhymes I construct, flows I conduct. It messed up the party like somebody got bucked. Brother word, I lays it down flat like a doormat.
Get down
in every state, wherever I pour that. Spit by spit, dirty brother, what the undisputed. Counting trap, taking trips out the Cadillac. Smoking Quan,
triple wild chick
in the Mondrian. Crack the mini bar,
what the hell?
Grab an RVR, mean split, be the illest tailor of my fashion.
The hell will people think? Watch your brother turn platinum.
Y'all people wanna get down, your suckers wanna battle. Hey, what y'all wanna do?
Let's cha 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 cha.
Y'all people wanna get down, your suckers wanna battle. Hey, what y'all wanna do?
Let's cha 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 cha.
Y'all people wanna get down,
let's cha 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 cha.
Y'all suckers wanna battle,
let's cha 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 cha.
Hey, what y'all wanna do?
Let's cha 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 cha.
Digga Digga, first name Rashia, sweetest person, had no idea. Just like that, honey flipped three times. With nickels and dimes, stacking rhymes by the eon. Situation, round the way with my women, looking 50, with the Fendi type linen. Totin' herbal, we got papers like staples, Marlon Maples, didn't think I could take you. Confrontation, now rappers wanna run up, trying to flex muscle on a shorty, trying to come up. Rhymes harder than concrete statues in Egypt. Roll them all out like they paraplegic.
Boy,
I got lyrics for the brain. You faking in a new head, calling me by my nickname.
I got an ego quick.
I'll be that chick. The wrong people won't be around and see that.
Y'all people wanna get down, y'all suckers wanna battle. Hey, what y'all wanna do?
Let's cha 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 cha.
Y'all people wanna get down, y'all suckers wanna battle. Hey, what y'all wanna do?
Let's cha 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 cha.
Y'all people wanna get down.
Let's cha 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 cha.
Y'all suckers wanna battle.
Let's cha 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 cha.
Hey, what y'all wanna do?
Let's cha 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 cha.
Lyrics to go. 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 Going on and on to the rhythmic variation. Waking in the morning out to represent the nation. When I speak a nation, please don't make the deviation. Rebels of the party who create the jump sensation. Mind is a pit of different information. Microphone is on, so I call communication. Vogel at the party, then you got the vogelation. Capacity and full show as if my name is Jason. Making all the fellas at the party lose composure. Hook up the beat with the mic and it's over. Drive for a question, you on the run for whatever. Driving tribulations that we have to endeavor. Brothers on my feeler with the letter to the better. Your shorty that you like in your sweater. Silly with the microphone, in other words, I'm loco. 6 foot zero with my high complexion cocoa. Representing over mic, it seems to be my daily. I could do a split and turn around like ever nearly. But when it comes to days like this, I got lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
I know it's been 2 years, but see, the job was never falling. Would have tried for singing, but that stuff was not my calling. The mic is in effect, so you know I'm never stalling. Walking through the door, and all them suckers started hauling. A lot of trash, but no one could seem to beat it. Pull out your microphone and watch the Pfeiffer make you eat it. The MCs, they get jelly when the girlies on my belly. Kick a slow dance like my brother R. Kelly. Today's a hip hop draft, will I be top seeded? Work too freaking hard while all the rest were getting weeded. Steady kicking down so I could reach that other level. Don't worry about getting gas, I push the pedal to the metal. Always wanted this cause it surely beats the scramble. I'm Jordan with the mic, wanna gamble? This I dedicate to all the honeys that be bubbling. Cause at the end of the night, you know Malik will have his Trojans. When it comes to nights like this, I got lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
My first trick did it. I knew I was addicted when I flipped it to four, then I whipped it to more. And it's like the streets call you. How could you leave me after all I've done for you? Who else would implore you? I made you feel royal. All it took was some oil, some water, some baking soda to make you hover. My first taste of power. I'm numb off the feeling. I'm done off, niggas. I can't stop dealing.
I'm addicted to the game. This shit keeps calling my
name. Nigga J-Love.
I need this too.
Ain't you afraid to go to jail, God? Was you your brain, all you sane? But like Dale Earnhardt, the game is racing through my veins. And I crash every time, but like I never hit the wall. I need the case like Pedro, so I'm back pitching raw. And when the bases are loaded and cops try to squeeze play, the game ain't cold enough to ever freeze Jay. And I need the green like fiends need yay. And they say it ain't right, but it's the game of
I'm
life.
I'm addicted to the game. This shit keeps calling my name. I
rap now, I eat good, I smoke good, drink good, multi-millionaire, but still I think hood. Belly full, I can't shake it. The hunger in my belly has been replaced with other forms of starvation. I guess it's just the need to be heard. I need niggas to say I can't believe your words. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Thoughts are sporadic, I gotta unconfuse it. Sorta like a Rubik's Cube is. Every album's a color, but I fuck up the other color. I guess I'm more like a bitch with a belly, but her ass is right. Y'all don't understand me still. I never enjoyed my success, but my family will. And I'm alright with that. So the rap Jerry Rice is back to fulfill a need, though I lead the league. I pray every day, I travel at God's speed. Not a minute slower, cause the minute you hover, everybody praying for your spinach to slow up. It's sad, but it's true, but niggas ass gon' turn blue. Holding your breath, cause the force that's controlling my step won't let me lose it till I'm undisputed. Until I'm one with the music, till I'm dead and gone in search of the perfect song,
I'm addicted to the game. This shit keeps calling my name.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Bangin' Smurf, and I'm now coolin' with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. You already know what it is, man. Bangin' Smurf, Coke Sound. Let's go. Salute. Feed the wolves.
I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. This 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you want, Hobbs? Dope a dog, food. Dope a dog competition. I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The V-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principle in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. Butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I get into, wait until when you try to punch so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cuz.
Hey, yo, check it out. It's your man, .x, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Here on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary R&B and hip hop. That's right, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Ask the kids around your neighborhood block. I swing out my lasso and wind up at the yard spot. You know what it is. .x, the Wild Cowboy. Peace.
It's your boy, Sorry Kid, the Yurtman himself, and I'm here stamping Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. R&B. If y'all ain't rocking with it, the bum sauce, baby.
Yes. Call me in the game, man. Yo, it's your boy, man. Do it all, Duke Kelly from the legendary hip hop group, man. Lords of the Underground. Call me in the game, man. Six Man Radio, man. You know how it goes down, man. Jersey till we did die. Hip hop
First Kid. You rocking with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Let's get it. Yo, what's up? This is your girl, Precious Paris, First Lady of DU, Hit Rod Again. And I'm sitting here with my boy, Bad C, and my girl, Nate D, from Six Man Radio, home of the adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, M-I-M-S, New York City, officially in the building. And right now, you're rocking out with the homies, Bad C and Nate D. Right here on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Act like you know.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah. Six Man
yeah.
Radio. The home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co host Nate Dean Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Seed? It is a new year.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Happy 2013.
Yeah, man. We made it. We made it.
Yeah.
We made it. Shout out to everybody out there that made it. You
That's
know
right.
what I mean?
There was no...
apocalypse.
There was no... Yeah. You know, it didn't
no
happen
apocalypse.
On 12-12-12.
No.
And
it
didn't happen on 12-21-12.
No, it did not happen.
12 trying to spin around, so...
No.
Just trying
yeah.
to...
Y'all
okay.
niggas will believe
wow.
anything, man. Y'all will believe anything, man. Shit.
But
yo,
nobody
big,
was like, I didn't have anybody around me that was prepping for it. Like, oh, shit, here we go. You know,
yeah, nah,
like,
nah,
some
nah.
crazy things did happen for you to think that,
yeah.
yeah, it was definitely something going in the air there. Like, you know.
Well, my theory is this. Why would you believe people whose name rhymes with lion? Hint, hint. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you believe them dudes, man? Come on, man. They're not even here. There's not even one of them here to even talk about this. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who
cares? Believe what you choose to believe, people. But no matter what you do, you walk in faith and everything will come together.
That's right.
That's all you got to do, you know?
That's
forget all the other shit. And thanks for listening to Six Man Radio.
Yeah,
you know?
This week and every week. We're here every week, man. We're here every week. What'd you say?
It definitely proved to us that they're listening. You know, 2012 was a really big year for us.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was. We started in April, you know, and so far we've been getting a lot of love, you know, and I'd like to say thank you to everyone who is showing us that love, you know, on behalf of Six Man Radio and all our hosts there on the network. We got a lot of different new shows and stuff coming up, too, you know,
so be on the lookout for that.
You know. And we'll get into all that soon, announcing that and letting y'all know what we got on deck for y'all. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of real interesting stuff that y'all might want to keep your eye open on.
But what we got on deck for them tonight, Seed?
Well, tonight we got hip-hop vet and pioneer, man. You know, definitely one of my favorite rappers, you know, Special Ed.
Yes,
Brooklyn
indeed.
Representative.
Youngest in charge.
Yes, the youngest in charge is in the building tonight. You know, shout out to him. You know, he's stopping through. He's going to talk to us about a couple things. He's also part of the Alumni, which is a collective of artists. Moni Love, Chubb Rock. I believe I saw Kwame out there with them. And Greg Nice is running out there with them, too. And, you know, they're touring.
Oh, that's hot.
Right now.
Yeah. That's nice, you know, and that's like, you know, it shows that, you know, these artists are getting together and performing together as a crew, and they were a big part of hip hop, still are, you know. So
yeah, absolutely, if y'all hear them come to our town, definitely go check them out. You know, I guarantee you a fire show. Like, I'm not even sitting here saying, yo, I think it's gonna be a hot show, or maybe y'all are like it. Nah, I guarantee you're going to love it. Check out the Alumni if they come to your city. Definitely do that.
Man, it's going to be crazy to see all those people on one ticket. That'll be really dope. And one of those people are going to be here tonight, y'all. You don't want to miss this interview. It's going to be so dope. Talk to Special Ed about what he's doing and the things he's got going on, and touch on him some historic moments that happened for him and for us, too. So, you know, you guys don't want to miss that at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Shout to Block Talk, too. You know, Block Talk Radio. You know,
we
shout
love
to
y'all,
them.
Man.
Yeah,
always,
man.
Hold us down.
Word up. You know. So, what happened this week? Anything happened? It was a kind of crazy week. I'm not, you know. It was kind of a whirlwind. It's been kind of quiet, right?
I guess, yeah, a little bit. You know, it's the first week of the year, kinda, not really. Like, it started really on, what, Tuesday was the first day of the year. So, you know, things have been brewing. People have been putting in work, you know. I did hear something very interesting, though. One of our former guests, Talib Kweli, and The Roots are slated to perform at Carnegie Hall for this Prince tribute in March. That's
crazy. Wow.
Carnegie Hall.
Shout to Kweli, man. You know, Kweli's been doing this thing, running around. You know, he pops up in really peculiar places, man.
Don't you think
you
know? So? All the time. All the time.
Shout to Kweli.
I kind of like that. Basically, I don't know if it was strategy or not, but over the years, it's definitely been interesting to see where he's popped up and how he's popped up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't, like, conformed or sold out or anything. He's stuck to his roots and his guns and his craft, and he's still here, you know, and quite revered. And I think getting the attention that he definitely deserves as an MC, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, finally, right?
You know, we've been following him since, what, early 90s? I have,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And from the bookstore and everything, from those days, you know, when and you heard about him and Mos Def having that bookstore and raising money to keep the bookstore open and, you know, all the things they've done for different charities and their journey. I mean, it's dope to see that. And then also for the Roots to be involved, that's another group to me that's really, like, definitely where they should be right now. Long overdue, all the attention that they're getting now, way long overdue, because they've been doing it since the early 90s as well. You know what I mean?
I'm particularly proud of Kweli, you know, and Mos, you know. I was there, you know what I mean? I was around, you know, they family, you know. So to see the progression and to see where they at right now is really, really big. Salute to them, man. Salute,
yeah, man.
Definitely, man. Word Without Six Man Radio. Yo, you know what? I'm feeling good tonight, man.
Yeah, right?
Good. I'm feeling good, yo. Feeling good, yeah, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into, we're going to get into some Special Ed music.
All right.
You know, we're going to get it clunk in here for Ed, you know. And then we're going to go into the Special Ed interview. Do that sound like a plan?
That sound like a good plan to me. Good 2013 plan.
All right. So that's what we're going to do then, you know. Six Man Radio, we in the building. It is your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Smith. Yeah.
That's me.
Hurry up. Special Ed on the way, man. You know what? We're going to get into one of my favorite Special Ed records. This one is a heater, y'all. I'll probably bring it back a couple times, too, man. Get ready.
Okay.
You're going to hear a couple gunshots, and I'm going to bring this shit back. It's so crazy. Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Let me set it up. Oh, it's crazy. I'm surprised ain't nobody bring this beat back. Don't steal my idea, because I'm thinking about doing it. Special Ed, come on, let's move it. Let's get it.
I was proven effective by clinical tests, because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they tested me. And now they in the clinic, they almost arrested me because I did it. But I didn't mean to do it, but you had to mess with me, and then you blew it. Now you got to chew it, to swallow it all. I guess that's the way that you bounce the ball, or something like that. My mother always told me, your mother always told me, baby homie, don't get mad because you don't get cheese, and I get extra cheese like pizza. You can't keep your girl because you can't please her. But let's get back to the fact that we're improving. So let me prove it, come on, let's move it. By clinical tests, because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they tested me. And now they in the clinic, they almost arrested me because I did it. But I didn't mean to do it, but you had to mess with me, and then you blew it. Now you got to chew it, to swallow it all. I guess that's the way that you bounce the ball, or something like that. My mother always told me, your mother always told me, baby homie, don't get mad because you don't get cheese, and I get extra cheese like pizza. You can't keep your girl because you can't please her. But let's get back to the fact that
Yeah, yo, come on.
wanna rhyme, but then again, I must wait for the approaching of a toy to introduce him to his fake death. I always try to figure out why sucker MCs wanna battle me when they know they will die in the end. So I pretend you're living trifle. I'ma rope you up like a cowboy, stifle your throat with my microphone cord, cause I'm a lord of the rhyme. Some people say that they can never get bored, cause I'm exciting, pleasurable listening. I'm only trying to show you what your records keep on missing in. I'm only trying to help out your crew, and I know I must forgive you cause you don't know what you're doing. So sucker MCs, please think twice. Would you join the Navy if you didn't like the gravy and rice? Think about it.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
Think about that. Then think about this. If I tried to hit you, do you think that I would miss? Well, I'm fast. I only hit the center mass and head. I'm special at funkadelic relic of the ages. If you like this, then I got pages and pages. Some dumb bubble yum bubble gum chewing chunks be screwing. Ah, the fly. I wonder why. What's the reason for the treason, huh? You wanna die? I'm high post, higher than most. Not from France, but I eat French toast. I'm international. I'm into casting always. Got dollars in my pocket, cause man, it pays to be smart. I turn my art into an empire, cause I grow and grow. So, you know, I never tire. Got the status and the clout, no doubt, of all time. I got the rhyme to take you out, cause my rap is like a trap that you fall into. I'm special at. Now who the hell are you? You're unknown, don't even own a microphone. You can't rap, you make me wanna clap your stone in your eye. Why do you persist to make noise when ever since I was a kid I never did like toys? I get furious, leaving MCs curious. In the days, my hits do fades. I recommend you listen to the phrase that pays, don't jest. You won't succeed, I make you bleed till you need a transfusion. This is no illusion, I know you're getting blurry. Don't worry, it's confusion of the mind, don't whine. You can't cry forever, it'll take your life to decipher the clever rhymes that I say. In the way that I do, acting up my DJ, I guess it's on you. But is there anybody better? I doubt it. And if you think you are, I think you better think about it.
We're on a mission. 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 We're on a mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Let me tell you about what happened when the phone went. Well, I was cooling at the crib with this girl, Suzanne, and everything was going just according to plan when the phone rang. Yo, I couldn't believe it, told myself to ignore it, forget it, leave it. Just when things had started going great, it rang again. I said, hold up, wait. Picked up the phone, yeah, who the hell is this? Somebody said this is serious business. There's a tape in the mailbox between your doors. Take the tape from the box and put it in yours. I listened to the tape and my mouth just dropped. I picked up the phone, but the man hung up and said, yo, this tape will self-destruct. I pressed eject, but the tape was stuck. Oh well, what the heck, I just cleaned up the mess. Opened up the closet, got the bulletproof vest. Loaded up the sword off, the double barrel, the Rambo knife with the hunting apparel. Threw on the trench, kissed the girl goodbye. She said, special ed, don't go, you might die. Started crying and hugging on me, so I shot her. I said, sorry baby, but I gotta do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
Do what I gotta.
You're on a mission.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. Took the express on an Air Force jet. The thoughts in my mind broke me out into sweat. I was thinking of the message again and again. In particular, the name of Liu Chin Chen. Yo, I landed in Japan with intent to kill. You could tell I wasn't joking by the look on my grill. Took a look at a picture of the man that I was after. A 5'10" black belt karate master. Knew where to find him, knew where he would be. I turned around and sure enough, Mr. Chen found me. I looked him in the eye with a stare so cold and said, I came to avenge for the rhymes you stole. Now, you must die because that is my mission. He flipped back, got into a fighting position. The tiger style of shit was wild. He threw his hands in the air. He started to smile. I said, you can smile now, but you won't for long. Cause sucker, you
you'll be sorry that you stole my song. He said, choose your style. I broke fool. I said, what? Pulled out the knife, tried to shove it in his gut. It didn't even cut. I flipped, I started bugging. Pulled out the handgun. I shot a slug in his chest. He said, Buddha blessed and stood proud. Outshot the bullet, Mr. Chen just bowed. So I shot him again. Yo, I couldn't believe Mr. Chen caught the bullet in his two front teeth. Yo, he kicked me on the floor just like I was a child. I got fed up. I caught a Flatbush style. Stood to my feet, threw my hands to the sky. Shake him, then I fixed him, then I caught him in the eye. He started stumbling, yo, I started wilding. He tripped, busted his lip, I started smiling. Knew he was defeated, but I wasn't done yet. So I shot him with the shotty, then I jetted in the jet.
You're on a mission.
Contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What's good, Nate?
What's going on, C? Really excited about tonight's guest.
Yeah, man. We got a real special guest on the line from the, you know, I'm honored to have him on the phone, Brooklyn representative. You know, I remember being in school and seeing the video come on and looking at just being open. And I remember being mad because all the girls in school, they was feeling him, and he fucked it up for the niggas with the nappy hair. But he had the cool hair.
I was in love with him. I was in love with
him. Word up, shout. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, Special Ed, what's good, brother?
Yo, what's going on, man? Everything is everything, man. Enjoying the holidays. Happy holidays to everybody out there.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
Same
thank
to you.
You too.
Same to you. Word up. So, I want to take it from first off, say thank you for you know, taking time out and chopping it up with us. Let's take it to the beginning. How'd you hook up with Howie T? Because I know Howie T was the start of it all. How'd you link up with him?
Well, Howie T happened to live across the street from my cousin. So at the time, I was on the grind trying to find a way in. And I was like, okay, maybe I could go to Howie. But Howie was a big wig at the time. So it was like kind of difficult to get in there. So I finally got a chance to get in there, and I went over there, and you know, I was about 15 years old, probably about 130 pounds. You know, they looking at me like, you can't be serious. So I was like, yeah, I'm serious, and let's do it. So he looked up and he's president, and it was a wrap.
Yeah,
we've been there, been doing it ever since.
And it's crazy because, you know, you had the moniker of the youngest in charge, which is actually the truth. You know, you came out when you first dropped, when I Got It Made came out, you was what, you was 17? Was it 17, 16?
Yeah.
Wow.
When I made it, that's so, 15 when I made it, and it came out a year later. And
Yeah, that is crazy. So, from the beginning, when it took off, What was the mindset like? Because I know, you know, the mindset of a guy, you know, from BK, you know, you had a hit record. It was a monster. You was young. What was going on at that time? Where was you at in your mind? Was it like, yo, it's too fast. It's too much going on. It's too crazy. Or
that's what I wanted. I was cool. I was just trying to get it. You know, I was trying to get that bread. I was trying to do some concerts, get some money. Just trying to do like Run DMC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I first saw you, yeah, that's right. When I first saw you, I think I was 18, and this was in 89. I might have been 19. I saw you perform at the Tunnel. And this is why I know, I was like, your mind frame had to be a little serious, because when you gave this show at the Tunnel, the stage had to be like the size of an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. You had two dancers with you. No one slipped off that stage. The steps, the dancers, I mean, like, he was like Kane, okay, with the dancers. Okay, and nobody fucked up. It was perfect. I was like, I was looking up at you. I remember looking at you like, this brother is killing this tiny ass stage, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I mean, your mind frame had to be in a very serious way. Because you were putting in work, and that just doesn't come. Like, I don't know if it came natural to you like that, but to me, it looked like you were putting in serious work for showmanship. Because, and this was like in the beginning, you were doing I Got It Made and your other hit as well from the album Youngest in Charge, but was that what was like? Like, that's the kind of work and dedication you were putting in at the time?
Yeah, well, really, I kind of knew the lyrics, and, you know, I didn't really have to practice too much, but I did have the dancers on point. They practiced often, and I got in where I could, but I didn't really do too much to dance, and I just spit. I may have had one or two moves with them, but I always lay low off the dance routines, you know?
Yeah.
It looked like you were getting it into me. It could have been because, you know, I'm sitting there.
Oh, I know how to move now. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Okay, because you were killing it, touching the ground, coming back. Y'all was doing it. And I was
Ed, you started because I see Ed jump over his leg one time, I think.
That's not no simple ass
right.
move to me. Right.
He said I jumped over my leg. That's funny.
Yeah. I'm still trying to do it. I still can't do it, man. You know, it is not a good look. And I'm mad that to this day I can't do it, man. I'm pissed.
Shout out to my dancers, man. The Ziggy, the boys was big on the scene, and they was an instrumental part in the visuals of Special Ed. You know, when I went out, the dancing had to be on point. Everything had, the videos had to be right. So, you know, the boys put in a lot of work.
Yeah, and definitely, I appreciate it. I'm still thankful to this day because you see how long ago that was. I remember it like if I saw it yesterday because that was the era that you were in, you know, and you had a major part in that. I mean, it's not like you had one hit. You had several hits to us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you were so young, very talented. So after, you know, I Got It Made came, I mean, what was the progression after that with I'm the Magnificent and, you know, We're on a Mission? That was one of my favorite joints, too, you know? Like, you were on this boat in the video. I'm like, this kid is killing it. Who is this guy?
Well, a lot of that I owe to, like, the people who put the visions together and the videos. And Chica Bruce was a female director, and she actually directed I Got It Made and Think About It, which was probably two of the most innovative videos that I've done. And then, you know, after that we kept going. Malcolm Jamal Warner did The Magnificent and Come On, Let's Move It. And, you know, we got a lot of love because of, you know, the affiliations and people that we worked with.
Right, right. Hey, speaking of Malcolm Jamal, I love this. It was the episode of The Cosby Show.
Right.
Where you played JT Freeze, bro. Fam, all y'all that remember The Cosby Show, and first of all, if you don't remember every episode of The Cosby Show, you need all your licenses revoked, because you need to know every episode of The Cosby. If you don't know it, get the box set. So that's the sidebar. There's an episode. There's an episode where Vanessa is sneaking out of the house on her peoples to go see JT Freeze. Well, it was Vanessa. Vanessa went to go see JT Freeze, right? JT Freeze was Special Ed. And when I tell you, back in that time, that was not far from the truth. When I tell you, the ladies was falling out, they was going nuts, jumping out the window. I promise you, bro. I promise you. You know what I mean? What was it like working with the Cosbys in them? You know what I mean? Because during that time, that was the biggest thing on the planet. You know what I mean? Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, that's it. Channel 4, that's it. So what was it like working with them?
It was fun on the set, man. I mean, I had a great time doing the episode. And, you know, Daryl Chill was in the episode with me, as well as Alan Payne. Is that his name?
He was
in it with me. So it was a lot of up-and-coming actors and, you know, people from the show that have gone on to do great things. And, you know, I've seen Keisha, a.k.a. Rudy. I've seen her. She's growing up lovely. And I see her on a new show. So, you know, I'm glad to see that she's continuing with her career and moving forward. Because, you know, it's just about progression.
Man. And y'all was talking about the Come On, Let's Move It record. It's funny because, yo, that Legal album, when Legal came out, that was another thing, man. Like, it one thing for me, for MCs, and it's important, it's not only, of course, it's being nice on the mic, you know what I mean? But as far as being a well-rounded MC, and this is why I got to salute you, because it was not only being able to articulate, that's a salute to you as well, because every word was articulated clearly. You can understand what was going on and what was being said.
you know. Right. So that, and then the ability to see what's being said, all of that goes into being an MC. But it's a very good talent of being able to pick a track that matches you as an MC. Fam, Come On, Let's Move It is probably one of the hardest records, like, even to this day, bro. You know what I mean? When you first heard the beat, did you know it was you? I mean, was it made for you, tailor-made, or did you just say, yo?
Yeah. Howie gave that one to me. Basically, what was happening was, at that time, I would go to Howie's crib, and we'd dig in the crates. We go through all the records, and when I hear a sample that's funky or something I really like, I would tell him that he would either flip it right there on the spot, or he'd be like, "All right, I'm gonna work on that for you." And then next time I come, he's playing me some hot shit. So that's basically how it will work. But I basically A&R'd and picked out pretty much every song I ever spit on. I think the one song Howie gave me that, you know, he threw to me was The Magnificent. And the original version was kind of like a ska reggae beat, and I thought it was cool, but, you know, it wasn't really something I wanted to rock. But anyway, on the strength of Howie and his vision, and it turned out to be, you know, one of the biggest records. And then when he, you know, smashed it with the remix, that's when we actually did the video off, and the version that became popular. So, you know, he did a great thing with that record. Yeah, we used to just sit there and dig in the crates and go through samples, and I'd be like, yo, yeah, give me that. Let me get that. And Howie knew all the great samples and records to use, so, you know, it's just teamwork.
Yeah.
That's really dumb. So, I know you have also your own label and your own studio. Yes, you still have your label in the studio?
Yep, sure do. And nowadays, a studio isn't what it was back then, because I had a studio in 1990.
Dollar Cab Lab.
Yeah, Dollar Cab Lab, where you could have in Brooklyn. And, you know, we used to have, you know, a big analog board and either like ADATs or hard disk recorder, or, you know, different devices that we came through throughout time. But now, you know, technology has boiled it all down to a laptop. So you can do a lot of things, you know, with the minimum. We don't need all the big, bulky analog equipment we used to have. You know, it's all plug-ins now. So that's what I do. I got the laptop. I do my thing. Mm-hmm. I've been recording. I actually just recorded a little remix. Came across a record by 50 Cent the other day where he used maybe 4 bars, 6 bars, something like that. From I got it made, so it was quite interesting. So
which record was it? You remember which record it was?
It's called Funny. I did a remix, snatched it off the internet.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the first verse and he on the second verse.
Yeah.
It's nice. Everybody loving it. Everybody. See, I just started sending this out. I sent it to y'all. Y'all could, you know, blast it off.
Hell yeah. What you got popping? What you got? You working on an album? You got something about to drop?
Yeah, I have an album. Yep, I have an album right now. And it's in the mixing process. You know, I've just been adding to it, doing new records and, you know, just doing stuff like the Money remix, just to kind of get that buzz going and let people know that, you know, I intend on coming to get this bread.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah.
All day. You did the speaking of the sample, there was the Rick Ross joint where they sampled you for the Magnificent record with the with John Legend on it too. I know that had to be big, because at the time Ross was probably arguably one of the biggest rappers on the planet at that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I met Ross out here in Miami. I used to live in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. And we got cool, you know. And he spoke to me and told me, you know, that I was one of the influences in his this whole thing. So, I appreciated him as a man for being able to express that. A lot of men can't show appreciation to another man, you know? So, we just got cool off of that. And then I moved to Charlotte, and someone called me up and was like, yo, I heard this Ross joint. You know, they're using the Magnificent. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to send it to you. So he sent it to me. I'm like, yeah, that shit is hot.
Yeah.
I called Ross up, like, yo, son, what's up, woo-woo? He's like, oh, man, I wish I found you earlier. You know, why don't you get up with me and, you know, we're going to do a video for it. Come through. Yeah. So I went, flew out there, did the video, and he called me shortly thereafter and was like, yo, let's do a remix. So we did a remix, and it was me, Ross, and Big Boy, Outkast, and Puffy was doing the ad-libs. So, they did that. So that was actually the remix to the remix to the remix.
Right.
Because Mines, that I did the video from, was the first remix.
Right.
Him and John Legend was the second remix. And then... me and Big Boy and him was the remix to the remix to the remix. If you follow along, so that's that. And then shortly thereafter, Jill Scott came along and used the same record. So, that felt good just to see that, over 20 years later, my music is still being appreciated and, emulated. That's an honor for anyone. I look at it more as an honor than... infringement. I think that it keeps me alive, and lets the fans know who their favorite artists kind of, look up to or appreciate.
Yeah. That's big.
So, just keeping it alive, keeping it moving, and trying some things right now. So hopefully this remix pickup. I got a lot of DJs telling me they're putting it on their next projects and mixed CDs. So that's a good look. And then I'll follow up with some, original special ed stuff and do it like that.
Yeah. We need that remix, Ed. We need it.
Definitely.
You just hit me with your email address. I'll shoot it to you now.
All right, back.
No problem. Yeah.
And then, of course, I can't, also let you go without even talking about the Brooklyn Dodgers, which is also historic in hip hop.
But that was another honor for me. Up until that point, I've never been really involved in a collaboration with any artist. Really, I've done production. Jumped on the songs with them. I always like to give artists I produce with the freedom to do their own projects and work without feeling like I'm trying to jump on their records,
Right.
So when they called me for this Brooklyn thing, to me, it was an honor. I was like, okay, well, definitely, because I definitely represent Brooklyn everywhere I go. And, it's about time. So they told me it was me, Buckshot, and Ace, and, we was all cool. I was already working with the whole Boot Camp Clique. They were one of my biggest clients. They came over and, used my studio to record a lot of their projects.
Especially
in the beginning, with the whole OGC and Helter Skelter and Smith & Wesson and all that, they used to all, pretty much camp out at the studio for days at a time. So, we all got together and clicked, and, the rest is history. Shout out to Spike for even having that vision to put us together and make history.
Just incredible. You can't come on without visualizing, even when it first came out. It always feels like brand new whenever I hear it, And that's, again, another testament to just, your gift given by God. It's really dope. And I am so thankful that, you've been able to create this kind of music for us. It's really a pleasure speaking with you and talking to you about it. And it's really dope. dope.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it. My whole goal from the beginning, my whole angle was to people some classic, timeless music. You know, I wanted to make records that people would know and want to sing and enjoy. You know, I like the same way I'm a fan, and I like records and I sing along with them. That's what I wanted to give people that effect. So, you know, I think I did a pretty good job with that. And it's just now about to keep going and, you know, kind of like turning the lights on, because a lot of the industry right now is in the dark. Need a little, not just guidance, but a little direction. So, you know, I got plans, you know, not just to come out and make music, but to set an example and, you know, something known amongst the culture. Because I feel like we've gone way off course. You know what I'm saying? And I intend on, you know, just let my piece be known. You know, and I'm doing a lot with the alumni right now, which is Special Ed, Chubb Rock, Dana Dane, Kwame, and Moni Love. Yeah. We doing, you know, a lot of touring shows. Mm-hmm. And just sending out a different message, you know, a message of unity. We set an example by being able to collaborate and come together as a unit and work together, you know. And hopefully that sets an example to the newer generation of artists who tend to get in more beef than anything else. You know, show them that it's cool. We all doing the same thing. We all can work together and, you know, keep some peace out here. Keep our heads on straight.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Moni, too. Shout out to Moni.
No doubt.
But you know what, Ed, before we let you go, I got to pick your brain. All the guests that we've had on the show, we asked them the same three questions. And I'm real interested to hear your answers. It's your top three MCs all time, top three groups all time, and top three producers all time.
Oh, man, you done came with a... That's a whole quiz. You got me on...
Yeah, it's crazy. Ooh,
it's like crazy. College or something, man. Like, look, did I sign up to this? Hold on, man.
What's the square root of pi?
All right, I say as far as maybe solo artists, I like, let me see, from early, I would say like Melly Mel. Melly Mel is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
And I like early KRS. You know, he's still dope. But, you know, I like the feisty original fired up KRS. Yeah. I like Rakim. You know, he's one of my favorite lyricists. And that's three solo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then for groups, I would have to say Houdini, Run DMC, and the Fat Boys.
All right.
Yeah, the Fat Boys gave it that, you know, that marketable comic relief type of edge. And I appreciated that, as well as the coordination they had in their, you know, their rhyming and their records. They was well coordinated. I think artists today can learn from that. And then Run DMC again, you know, that's the essence of coordination and synergy between a group. And Houdini just had the hits early. You know, that was one of my favorite groups because they came back to back, you know, in their era, they was back to back with the hits. And that was at a time in my life when it was real, you know, joyous and carefree and just about the music.
Yeah.
As far as producers, I think Howie T, definitely.
Right.
Howie T had a lot of hits and a lot of artists that he's worked with that, you know, people may not even know of, but Howie T was one of my, you know, inspirations as a producer myself.
Yeah.
And then I think Dr. Dre, or the whole Dr. Dre camp, I should say.
and, you know, giving credit to where credit is due.
Yeah.
And let me see who else. I mean, I like the early stuff like you know, Herbie, Herbie Azor. What's his name? Herbie Azor?
Yeah,
Herbie. Juice Crew, Marley. Those are prominent producers, you know.
Yeah.
You know, even in hip hop, I should say Prince, even Prince Paul, you know, doing all the Daylight and a lot of the whole clique.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So those are some of my favorite producers.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, I don't even know what's going on with the production nowadays. It's kind of like, sounds like, I don't know, like they're just trying to be different. They're trying too hard to be awkward with the beats.
Yeah, spatial.
Like, you know, some of them don't really, you could tell there's no real musical ability. They're just putting stuff together.
Right.
Still hip hop. But if you're going to be a great producer, you have to make great music, not just noisy shit, you know what I'm saying? It just be shit they just slap together sometimes, and the artist is what makes it a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, the track is hot. You know, people just feed into it because the artist is on it sometimes.
Right. You know. But, you know. You already know. Yeah. Hey, y'all already heard it here first. Special Ed, Youngest in Charge, Bank. Listen, it was an honor, definitely an honor to have you on the show. You know, send us anything that you got. We as good as fun. We throwing it on. You already know. You got a home here, brother. You got a home here.
All right, for sure. Appreciate that.
And, yo, don't hang up because we want to get a drop from you, bro, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
All right, bro. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Uncle Ralph, Ralph McDaniels, hanging out with Six Man Radio. You know what it is, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, and this is the way we do it. Don't go nowhere.
Keep score with me. Give me 3 hot seconds. I break Reebok records.
Hold up.
gonna take it to the next level. Kicks match that hat and that dope back. Kiss that color coordinated, man, you know that. Two fist, I ain't got a jump shot, but I got a left hook. I don't swing golf clubs, but I feel like Garth Brooks. I'm hot, man, I rock V-Box, man. If it ain't the G-Unit, it's the S-Dot, man.
S-Dot taking off, G-4's about to land. See how we cross-brand, we boss about it, man. Got the soul of the old Gucci's, if you upset, sue me. If not, sit back and watch me do me. Parking lot pimping, sideline ballers. We don't sweat up the fresh, let the girls do it for us. So watch talk for me, drop talk for he. Brand new S-Dot, walk with me. Sort of like you, just scored a bucket. You bow-legged, you frontin', you walking awkwardly. Oh, it's nothing. Keep score with me. Give me 3 hot seconds. I break Reebok records.
Yeah, buddy. Weezy F, baby, baby. Yeah. My type of shit. See, when I do what I do it. I said, when I do what I do it. That right.
Don't judge me. This my shit, nigga. Six Man Radio, Lil Wayne, ask them hoes.
Yeah, buddy. Weezy F, baby, baby. Yeah. My type of shit. See, when I do what I do it. I said, when I do what I do it. That right. She all on my dick, cause I make a lot of money. But I don't know why, cause she gets none. Bring it back. All on my dick, cause I make a lot of money. But I don't know why, cause she gets none from me. She only gets dick way down in the tummy. And she tell all of her friends, now her friends wanna bring it back. Only get dick way down in the tummy. And she tell all of her friends, now her friends wanna fuck it. I'm looking in the mirror and I see a dollar sign. I had a cat stand and I had money on my mind. I tell a bitch, go and get my name on your spine. So I can feel good when I'm hitting it from behind. I'm crack, rock, fresh, baby, I'm that boy. Now, put me in the pot and watch I come back hard. Yeah, put me on the block and watch I come back rich. Now, she done put me in that pussy, she ain't come back since.
Assholes. Yeah, assholes. Assholes about me.
Well, it's that slow flow, D-O-double-G, nigga. See these other fools, but you can't see me, nigga.
Who am I?
It's corrupt, motherfucker.
Do or die.
We get the fuck, motherfucker.
So slow your roll, I'm in control like Janet. The locust 21-year-old nigga that's on this planet. Take it for granted if you wanna, cause I'm gonna grab my traps and clear the Kona.
With a group of gangster shit. For 93, so 94's a ride, nigga. Back on nothing. Let me or my dog corrupt fuck shit up. Now can't nobody see me here or there. Whatever I bails, I put it down all around. Cause ain't shit for sale in the coupe with the beat. Flossing off go deep. And my cousin Snoop packed well, you know what I mean. And it don't take much for the dog kind of bust. A cap in your ass for getting us all fucked up. Now check it. It's the problem for niggas like those who supposed to be the shit. But steady bitching like hoes. Yes, y'all. Of the dogs, yes, y'all. Yiggy, y'all stay full of that gin and juice and above all.
I pack the strap like that, I kick it like this. Now, how many bitches must get dick before they say, a bit is a nigga from back in the day? You never ever thought I'd see him busting with Dr. Dre. Cause I grip mics, I rip mics in half. Hold the commit to my flat so I can tap that ass. So on.
stepped on the scene. Now I mean, peep the scene, jacuzzi full of women. She hitting me and him and him, much love like Wimbledon. Why you screaming killer? I'm overseas in my villa. The mama suit's nothing killer. Twain switch the plan, cop the Lexus land. See gutter, Rockefeller, 400s and better. Blue C's push threes with five in his eyes. Knock and knock, go cry, but Mary Blige. I die for my back and steal. Chicken heads with sex appeal. Reveal sexual acts to pick a pose. Act the chocolate dime, watch the mafia shine. Girls, get your own, can't touch a dime of mine.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuous leader. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me. You better move over. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me. You better move over.
Big mama. In Tijuana, some call me Donna, Karen or Armani, gas for the Panani, for brown nose, crushes, cat killing lovers, ignorant mother. Drop a Benz on Miata, this honey's got her, sweet pinata, six shots. Luther Kim the Black, Erica Kane, and who remains in Chanel frames and animals of all kinds. Russian Fendi staples, we're matching pool tables, read the label.
Mafia.
Admiring my shoes by Gucci, I be eating sushi, playing with my. Counting loot. I got banks to rob, convertible stars, I'm married to the mob.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuously to get money. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over. Frank White, the desperado, used to rock the all black Mavado, the all black Eldorado, all that and the bottle of Dom P. Can't harm me, I keep the army. Is Brooklyn in the house? Without a doubt, I'm the rapper with clout. Everybody yap about, check it out. Guns, I bust them. Problems with my wife, don't discuss them. Coupes and Lear jets, I lust them. Fingerprints, I dust them. Recent address.
What?
Lucky for your stash in your pissy mattress. Your mom's an actress, didn't want to show me the safe. It's okay, she was old anyway, I display. Hot 97 rhyme ready. Cock Mac 11 line steady. Like Tevin Campbell, I'm ready to do what I do continuously.
Get money.
I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. While you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm mama, Mrs. Bonner. Usually rock the Prada, sometimes the bottle. Just before your cream and your riches. Guys, it's a ball, send me more. Prince Diane and all them rich bitches. Puff Daddy pump the Hummer for the summer. I follow in the E-class with the gossip. 96 miles, bad click on a stroll. Cruise control, nothing make a woman feel better. The Beretta than I'm a Beretta, but the legends and mad treasures. Chillin' in the Benz of my Amigo. Tryna stick a nigga for his peso. If you say so, then I'm the same chick that you wanna get with. Lick up in my twat, gotta hit the spot. If not, don't test the poom poom. Nani nani, a nani dani.
Yeah.
What it bees like, everything is gravy and Grey Goose. This is your homegirl, Sarah Connor, tuning in to Six Man Radio for adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's the home. Tune in.
Journey. Yeah, yeah. Pretty boy. I said it. Fuck y'all bitches want. I'ma stay poppin' shit. Anybody want it? Come see me. What? Fame.
I flow sick of life, so quick of life. None of pop shit like spit hot shit. Bitches love to gossip, catch me in my crock shit like I spit flame, bitch, fuck my name, nana like I'm the bitch, try to one pitch. Rude, yeah, buck on, big on, big things of one like I'm undisputed, now y'all got the bad when you see me. Fuck's my name, nana like I'm the bitch, push a big stick, flick a broad, 5 foot, pop big shit like see my clip, ride big dick like Swiss hole, you know, handcuff shit like Supreme bitch, y'all bras is ancient, I bank your whole shit. Top draft pick like I'm the prince, not shame with this shit. Come test me and leave with your best with cheese like
nah, nah, be like
full of sight shit, sassy ass chick, I started this shit. Whoa, light talk, come smoke the skunk, yeah.
Nah, nah, be like
yaga, yo, so when I suck it, duck it, say we and I name,
nah, nah, be like
running this here, bet I hate y'all broke bitches all running this here, whoa. My wrist thick, like gray shit, call me sunflash, you done no wetness, whoa. I switched up, put the six up, everybody one shot, six drop, ball wrist, whoa. I done this, spit hotness, none I took big fist, fuck's my name, none I, whoa. I might poke the niggas one lick, I might big tits and I want calm kids. I'm me on a sea when I want truthness. I you on a ear combat bullshit. Whoa. I might care when I want go get. I might rock this when I want calm stick. Whoa. I'm the chick that'll drop my shit. Who a idiot nigga want to hear nice price. Whoa. I might life when I want live life. I hot gal this and I want sound like. Whoa.
Shit up a little bit, my vocals. Hypnotize your eyes and then you recognize that the sparkle of my chrome shoes paralyzed. Getting money like this, people want my vibe. Full of jealousy.
Niggas talk reckless and I hit him with the slippin'. But I'm never snitching, I'm a rider. hair sticking out. Y'all don't wanna witness shit. We squeeze hammers, man. Bullets freeze by you like Louisiana, man. But I got a Louisiana, man. So I move keys. You can call me the piano, man. Rain, sleet, hail, snow, man. Slang, doe, e, hydro, man. No, BC in the third lane. Ram still praying, working on my nerves, man. Like son, you gotta get your soul clean before they blow them horns like Coltrane. But still, I cry tears of a hustler, wipe tears from my mother, pull out beds for our brothers. That's the bubbles, make beds for the babies, suck kids under covers, buy cribs for their mothers. Shit, I probably be wildin' with their father, Thomas Robin, tell the Najman that I'm riding for a father. That's like my brother, like same mother, different father. Any problems, dogs know I got it. And still, we grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom, so crack in the alleyway. Still gave back Marcy and Dollar Day. Real gangsters make hood holiday. They ain't niggas, but we still pay homage, man. So cool, Sunday looking like Big Mama's, man. Tell the gang I never break my promise, man. Man.
Yeah, nigga. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that growing and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What's up, nigga?
What up? That was a dope interview with Special Ed.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Cool dude. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
Down to earth. You know. Definitely, you know, especially, yo, when he was dropping the jewels at the end about that, yo, man, yo, the dude, he know his shit, yo. He definitely know his shit. Definitely a pioneer. And like I said, when I was telling y'all about the alumni, when he was shouting out the alumni at the end, definitely check them out if they come to a city near you. You want to go check them out, man. Special Ed, Moni Love, Chub Rock, Kwame, Greg Nice is on a couple of them bills, man. You know.
Oh, yeah. And I think they got Dana Dane, too, no?
Dana Dane, too.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say something to one of our listeners that was in the chat room, Jerry Hell No. That's right, Jerry Hell No. He had a question, and he was stating how, I don't know if he had heard that Special Ed is on tour with these guys, and they call themselves the alumni. So he was saying, you know, you should put together a legendary tour. All you need is a sponsor. But they got that going on, Jerry. Hell no. Because he was saying, ask them. And I'm sorry, Jerry, that we didn't get to ask them on the spot for you. But, he is doing that. So definitely look out for that. All right, and thanks for because he logged off real quick. Like, I told you to ask him. I'm like, hold on.
Oh, shit.
But I wanted you to know he spoke on it already, so look out for that.
Shit, nigga.
But thanks for logging in anyway.
You know what I mean?
I definitely appreciate that, so to see. But, he's doing it. They got a sponsor. They got somebody investing, and they are definitely on the road. So look out for that, because that's dope. I like the way they come together like that, you know. MC Light is doing that, too, like with the Hip Hop Sisters Network.
Light is definitely doing her thing, too. Definitely. Yo, check them out. Check all of them out on Twitter, man. I don't know all of their Twitters off the top of my head, but definitely check them out because they got a lot going on. They're doing a lot of things. You know,
and they definitely hold the hip hop on their shoulders. So
You know, just because they're quote unquote old school, which I hate that. You know what I mean? But this is what they're considered.
Right.
You know, people are thinking that they're not relevant. How are they not relevant when they're still touring?
Exactly. Come on.
They're
how
still
could that be?
You know, them saying that they're not relevant, all that means is that there's no controversy behind them. Oh, no.
Yeah.
They act like grown people. They act civilized. That's not interesting.
That's not interesting at all. They're grown,
but
they have children.
But you know what? These grown people with children, their performances are way better than the people who have drama going on, and that's publicized publicly.
Yeah. Agreed.
Trust me.
And endorsed.
Yeah, word up. Six Man Radio, man. Six Man Radio. Six Man Radio. Six Man Radio, man. Yo,
I mean, like,
next
seriously.
Next week on the show, we are going to have Flip Mode Squad alumni. That's an ill segue, alumni. We just talked about
right.
Alumni. Flip Mode Squad alumni, Lord Have Mercy, is in the building next week. And
oh,
y'all,
boy.
Yo, y'all definitely want to check this one out. It's crazy. If you're a hip-hop head, I don't even need to go into this, but you know what? There's still some people who are learning, who are following our show, who are learning. So I'm going to tell you, go to Busta Rhymes' first album, The Coming, right? And then the first Flip Mode album, The Imperial.
Mm-hmm.
Just go there. Start, do your homework there first. And then tune in next week.
That's right.
That's all you need. Six Man Radio in the building. Hey, yo, shout to Special Ed. Salute to him. You know what I'm saying? Shout to him. God bless everything he got going on. Nay, God bless. Thank you, you know, for another fantastic week. You know what I mean?
Starting the year off right.
Yeah, man.
And also, I'm doing my first show tomorrow of the new year on Bodega Fresh.
Uh-oh, who's on?
Well, tomorrow, and if you're into jazz and hip-hop, which I am, love jazz and hip-hop combined together, I'm interviewing none other than the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. And I know you're saying to yourself, see, oof. Are you talking? As you know, I definitely put forward the indie music. You know what I mean? These brothers, they're eight brothers out of Chi-Town. Salute Chi-Town, the Windy City, where it's probably zero degrees right now. But they're going to be on tomorrow with me. It's going to be a real dope interview. You don't want to miss. They all play brass. They're from Chicago. They're like legends in the game, really, to be honest. Their father is responsible for... You might as well say that Earth, Wind, and Fire sound. He tutored Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay?
Wow.
Oh, I got to start off with that. So tune in tomorrow and check them out because they are phenomenal to hear. And I've had the pleasure of seeing them. And, ooh, eight black brothers with brass in their mouths. You don't want, honey. You don't want to miss.
Pause, first of all. we definitely got to pause that. Definitely got.
Oh, I guess it didn't come out too great, but
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
into jazz and you know about brass ensembles, which is trumpets, horns, saxophones, you know, sousaphones, trombone, eight brothers. They're really brothers, like related brothers from the same father, grew up in
dope.
The same household.
Yeah, that's
traditional family, you know. So that's me tuning in for that, you know.
Dope.
And then our other shows this week is kicking off, so don't want to miss any of the Six Man Radio joints.
Yeah,
you know, we got PD Radio,
yes.
Poetic Design.
Yes, shout to Miss PD.
And
my nigga Black, you already know. And on Wednesdays, we got Tell All Radio with Princess Jazzy.
And you know it.
You know, and on Thursday nights, we got... You're supposed to say.
We got the woodshop.
We got woodshop with Shout the Cobra. And then on Fridays we got
the MCMI report.
Yeah, you know, shout the GMS.
Who and cut his hair? Great. Did you know that? Did he do that long time ago?
Yeah, a while ago.
What?
Yeah.
I was messed up. I didn't even recognize him. I was like, who is that guy?
Yeah, man. He run around with a Caesar with a half moon. Now. He look like a white Nas.
He look like Waz. Shout out to GMS.
Oh, shit. GMS, that's what I do, man. Yo, word up. But, yo, we about to get up out of here, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Thank y'all, Stinking Asses, for checking us out, man. Tune in next week. We got Lord Have Mercy from the Flip Mode Squad in the building. Nadine.
Yes, indeed. You see 2013.
Uh-huh. And we up out of here. We're going to get up out of here the right way. De La Soul. It's so easy.
Wall dedication, post-death affiliation, added representation, seen the fast reputation, stay alive the foundation, common sense collaboration, peace to all of your Haitians,
if money makes a man strain,
we got to rearrange that,
what makes the world go round,
listen, I don't know,
gotta
caught in my mess. Oh, yo, she burned my scene up like David Koresh. I guess a diamond ain't nothing but a rock with a name. I guess love ain't nothing but emotion and gain. It's the lesson well learned, so praise is well due. I'm sending off a big out to Kenny Cow. And at a reservation from the resident crew. And yo, get your bowl, cause we cooking up stew. See, them Cubans don't care what y'all niggas do. Colombians ain't never ran with your crew. While you acting all spicy and shiesty, the only Italians you knew was icy. Niggas price me, I'm keeping it clean like a washing machine. Hey yo, get your locomotion running to full steam. I'm sending out a greeting to my man Dasim. I got a child, so I got to get the green, right?
If money makes a man strain,
we got to rearrange that.
What makes the world go round? It's against the law.
Listen, I don't know. Niggas trade a hot rod, not God. While Versace play your bitches like Yahtzee. Cracking jokes like epoxy. When's the last time you had happy days? Blazing up your herb to escape the maze. But the problem stays. Think big, yeah, the big is my motto. You can go and play your lotto. I'll be singing like, baby, won't you be mine? You'll be pressing rewind. You can never see mine. Keep your eyes focused. You can't touch this or hope this. Style is crazy bogus, so you can't try to approach this. Stomp you out like roaches. Pulling on my coattail like some horses pulling coaches. Whoa, your roller coasters. It's hotter than the temperature that's cooking in your toasters. While the heat'll put you deep into it. No time.
Jackie Robinson. Billy
Martin.
Panic has another manic depressant. Adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide. So let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get
your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short, and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone, in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate, only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me, now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste, kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you out? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matter, I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the build, till then play the building. I mean literally when I say y'all make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm finna bust a pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying this, you and I. Bring your click, so we can get on like family sly. Piece of CI in the bush. Mighty machine, rocking the rock, giving the push.
Yo, real talk, I'm feeling really, really, really good, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something different, man. We're going to go Bob Marley, okay? Kinky reggae. Walk with me on this, y'all. Let's get it.
Natural mystic flowing through. kicked up. Sunshine coming through my blinds, I'm living, but really though, it's never enough. 10 billion, that's a must. Living in California, everybody wanna visit for. They come for. From all around the world for the. These niggas are killed for that. Put it in your grill for that. Still everybody got a build for that. Me, I make bills off that. How the fuck y'all can't see I ride when I drive down the block and you look outside. H-A-T-E in your eyes. I enter big money for the enterprise. It's a beautiful day, I guess. For a bitch to roll with Andre, I guess. Roll it up, baby, come on, let's set trust and roll it up for me when I'm stressed.
You might catch me in Atlanta. Fly out to get him some 3 W's, only for a 3 day run. Bitch, take the motherfucking pennies off. You ain't no none shit. I be living in the sky every time I ride by them hoes. Ribbon in the sky on the radio, cause TV no eye control. Let it breathe, I control. California living till I am old. We want to be on to peak on the chart, so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. She ain't the coupe, she ain't the neon, cause she on the BS before we can start. On, fuck with a nigga, ride with a nigga. Let him know a priority. Order me, Hennessy and for my niggas, OG killer. Call it Jason, boy, he's boy, he on his job. Boy, he sure be ever the mark, Jose Mark. Pretty bitches and tiger marks. Let him inhale the pipe, big zons. Let him reveal how much it costs for this life. Controlling my pipe? No way, hell no, If I'm wrong, I don't wanna be right. We want to be on, to be gone, the chop. So the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. Women, weak weather, it's not my fault. That it's 82 degrees and my top feel off. You might catch me in Atlanta.
Adult, contemporary, hip-hop, and you don't stop.